ABC Radio Australia.
Still staying with sport, the biggest sporting event in Palau's history ended with the closing ceremony at the Pacific Mini Games 2 nights ago. The final medal count saw Tahiti way out in front with 72 golds, nearly three times more than Fiji in second place, while the host nation finished inside the top 10 with 5 golds and a very credible 29 medals in all. Champion the athlete and former senior coach in Fiji, Albert Miller, who acted as a consultant to the host nation, says the large amount of government investment from Paris makes the two French territories hard to match. But he says the mini games have left an important legacy for Palau, and although his young track and field team registered just a solitary bronze medal this time, there is talent there that can be nurtured.
You know, we had a very small team. We had 4 girls and about 10 boys, and the majority of them were high school age, you know, 14, 15. So that sort of gives you an indication of where we were before the game started. But all in all, I think going into the games, I spoke to the athletes and encouraged them just to enjoy the experience. But I think coming out of it, they had a positive reaction to their competitions. And, you know, I told them, hey, part of the struggle is competing and setting a standard for yourselves and then, work from there. So I think all in all, they had a very positive experience, despite the fact that, we were outclassed in most of the events that we took part in. And it has been a big learning experience for all the athletes in Palau.
The team as a whole, 29 medals, 5 of them gold, they finished 9th on the final standings. But for your group of athletes, did they feel they were part of that, even though they weren't able to contribute in terms of getting on the podium?
I think they enjoyed the opportunity that they were given to represent Palau, and they did it to the best of their abilities, knowing that most of them were doing certain events for the first time in a major regional competition. In that regards, I'm hoping that they've enjoyed the experience to the point where they'll stick around and try and get better in years to come.
I suppose that's the question, though, isn't it? Where do they go next? The games are over now. Clearly, things are going to die down a little in Palau. It would be very easy, you would think, to go backwards without the kind of assistance, for example, that you've been able to provide. So how do they maintain momentum in terms of track and field in Palau?
Well, I did have a brief discussion with the president of Palau Athletics, and basically standing in front of the track, and I said, hey, this is the envy of the region. Most countries in the Pacific don't have what you guys have right now. So the challenge for Palau moving forward is getting more bodies out at the track and coming up with some recommendations. And one of the recommendations is to establish clubs, besides certifying more coaches in the more technical events. And I think once we do that and they get the clubs running, and one thing that I found out coming to Palau, the competitions was far and few in between. So, it's one thing to train every day in, day out. If there's no competitions, really no measurement of your fitness or, which direction you're going. So hopefully they'll take on board some of my recommendations, and down the road they'll just have more athletes, both male and female, training at the track.
What about the games as a whole? What has the games experience been like for you, being there in the build-up and throughout the whole process right up to the closing ceremony? How would you describe the Palau mini games experience to someone who wasn't there?
I've been going to regional games since 83, and each game, has its own unique features. Palau experience has been, it's the local organizing committee really went out of their way to make sure that the facilities were, 100% ready, and they did that. Unfortunately, the weather was not favorable throughout the 2 weeks, but all in all, I think all the different countries and athletes enjoyed using the new facilities. So, speaking to the chairman of the local organizing committee, I said, man, you've left a wonderful legacy for Palau, and, hopefully they'll be able to carry that through and improve on most of the sports in the next regional games.
What are your thoughts on the final medal table? Tahiti were so far out in front, an enormous gap between the medals that they won and everybody else. Team Fiji finishing second, Team Samoa in third, Palau were in 9th. Can you explain the gap? Why Tahiti was so superior? Was it a case that they sent more senior athletes, for example, to the games?
I think they knew where their strengths were in swimming and most of the other individual sports. I think in swimming alone, they won almost 30 medals or something. And I think credit goes to the French government, knowing that New Caledonia wasn't going to be in full force. And I'm guessing that they diverted most of their resources to Tahiti, making sure that the French territories are still number one in the region.
But the gap between Tahiti and New Caledonia when they're there, it's established really, isn't it? It's been that way for the longest time. Fiji have had their moments. Papua New Guinea have had their moments. But generally speaking, it's those two that have dominated from the start of the Pacific Games and the mini games.
I think they've been very fortunate to get the backing of the French government, because most of them, once they identified as having some kind of athletic potential, right away they're sent to France, and they get into schools and they get into specialized training programs, basically preparing them for the next either mini games or Pacific Games. Hopefully, other Pacific Island countries will learn a lesson from the French territories and start investing in sports that'll get them medals.
Albert Miller reflecting on the legacy of the Palau Mini Games and what it will take for other Pacific nations to overhaul the might of the French in the future. And Albert was talking to Richard Ewood.